Good morning, 9-11 here on the Mighty 690. And since it is this time on a Friday, it's time to talk with folks from Sun Group. On the line, we have Keith Beaumont. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great this morning. How are you doing, James?
Not too bad. Hey, and it's going to be an interesting day weather-wise. We've got these red flag warnings out, and just a reminder to everyone to might not be a good day for any sort of outdoor burning or, heck, even idling your car in some or your truck or something in some high grass. I mean, we definitely want to be careful today.
Yes, for sure. That's a big deal. I've seen fires happen accidentally on a windy day. Someone just out doing regular work, but not thinking about what could happen. And I've seen several acres burn up that way in a barn, truly by accident. But yeah, something to be mindful of in this wind.
Yeah, so we want to be super careful here. We got those warnings for Kansas will go into effect here in a couple hours. So, but anyway, what do we have in the world of upcoming auctions, Keith?
Excuse me. April the 20th, we'll be having an auction, land auction. We're going to be auctioning over 3,000 acres of farm, ranch, and even some recreational land. Now, these properties are in both in Elk and Montgomery counties. The Elk River runs through several of these tracts of land that we'll be selling. So there's lots of good river bottom farm ground. Also, some good grazing pastures we'll be selling. And we're going to be selling these in 10 different tracts of land. So that's how we're going to kind of break them up. All these will be, of course, different sizes and acreages and all that. And I'll kind of cover a little bit more of that here later. April the 22nd will be our next personal property auction. We're going to have a lot of things in there, farm-related. To name a few things, we'll have a John Deere 3010 tractor. We'll also have a 2350 John Deere. It's a cab tractor. I think that's about a 55-horse tractor, but it's cabbed. We got a 2002 7.3-liter diesel that'll be in that auction as well, flatbed on it. Also, we have a 4240 John Deere tractor that will be in the auction. Both those two cab tractors I was talking about, they both have AC that works in them and all that. And all this equipment's been taken really good care of. He's done an excellent job. Most everything, especially the things that needed it, but most of his stuff got put in a barn. And so it was very well taken care of. And he's farmed and ranched for his whole entire life, so for several years. And he told me yesterday that he's very proud of anything that he's selling. And so I think that means a lot coming from a guy such as him that's a real honest guy. So it's all good equipment. So it'll be one to check out for sure. A John Deere baler, he's got a 467 round baler. I think those are pretty popular little balers. Grain trucks, also got a dump truck that's going to be in it, and grain carts. There's a Vermeer disc mower that's going to be in it. I think it's a 9.5-foot disc mower. Also, there's a 2015 Ford F-350 truck, 4x4 and all that. It's going to have the cake feeder on it. It's got the Dewey's bed. Bell bed on it. So, I mean, that truck's just going to be ready to go to work. There's a drill that in there that it's a Case International. I don't think he said he's probably drilled 1,000 acres with it, if he said it was even that much. You'll be able to look at pictures and tell that it's not been used a whole lot. He's got a round bell trailer. He could get 8 round bells on that. We got hay rakes, we got the wheel rakes, cultipacker, plows. We got a working chute, one of the portable working chutes that you can move from pasture to pasture. We've got stock trailers, gooseneck, bumper pole, a disc, I mean, there's feed bunks, hay rings. I've got a nice heavy-duty tandem trailer that he hauled a skid steer on. We have a skid steer that we'll be selling. It's a Case International skid steer. I believe it's about an 83 horsepower. I have to look. I think it's got about 1,900 hours on it. Nice little skid steer. So just to name a few things, just to give everyone kind of an idea of what's upcoming, we're producing that sell bill. Should be done probably today, but for sure we'll be getting those out by Monday for sure. And then also we'll be getting that put up on the website. So something to look forward there. And if you have any questions on that in the meantime, just give me a call. Or when we get them, you can swing by and pick up a sell bill, or if I need to send you one, I certainly can. Anyways, let's see, on April the 28th, Vicki Sakonic with Wildlife Fishing Game, she's going to be on here with us, and we'll be talking about burning and the benefits it has to your property and how that relates back to property value and how that ties into the wildlife. So. Going into our land auction that we're going to be having, I'll cover some of those tracks before I get off here today. Just to kind of explain kind of how those land auctions work, they work a lot like other types of auctions where there's still an open bidding process. It's still open to the public so they can attend. And an auctioneer, you know, is still calling out the bids. So a lot just like a personal property auction. And depending on the property that is being sold, it could sell in one tract of land or it can sell in several. Just as this upcoming auction that we're going to have here on April the 20th, the way that that'll work is that it'll be sold in 10 different tracts of land, and that could happen in regardless of what land you're selling. I mean, maybe you're selling, for example, maybe a section of land. Maybe that could sell in two different tracks, just depending. Maybe it all sells together. But if it could sell in two different tracks, and it may be easy just to divide that in half and to sell two half sections, and that's always an option too. And maybe it's not. Maybe one track will be bigger than the other. You know, we've done that not long ago. We had two tracks. One of them was 80, one of them was 150. So not always the tracts of land are the same size. It's just whatever makes sense for that property and the way the auction should go. But sometimes they are. Sometimes they're almost exactly the same in size. There are several different ways it can be auctioned off. There can be auctioned off by the tract of land. Maybe you're just auctioning off that certain track, or maybe you're going to do the tracks as an option. So the way that works, just so everyone knows, we're going to do this on this auction on April the 20th. Tracks 1 through 5 will sell individually, and then tracks 6 through 10 will sell basically as a choice. Now, what that means is you can choose any one piece of that one tract of land if you would like, or you can choose multiple tracts of land. Whatever you're looking for. But what it will do, it'll allow you the option, again, to just take one or to take more. And also, too, it'll help speed up the process. If someone's there to buy two or three tracts, it'll move that along a little bit quicker. I think it makes sense in this auction with as many tracts of land that we have and all the things that we need to cover. Kind of the same thing. If you're interested, you're still going to be able to take just that one track, but it also just gives that option for you can take more than one. So that's how that will work. Of the real estate auctions that we do can either happen online or they can happen live in person, and a lot of what we do too is hybrid auctions, and that's where we're able to bring kind of the online and the live together. And for those that don't know how that works, if you're going to bid online, you'll be able to keep track of the auction and follow along real easy, as you'll be able to see it on the screen and where they're at per acre, but also there'll be a live stream video that shows the auctioneer, and so you'll get to hear the chant, and you'll be there hearing everything live. Any kind of pertinent information that we go over, you're going to hear all that. So it's pretty nice to be able to bring the two together, because maybe for one, someone don't want to be in front of everyone bidding or even know that they are, or maybe not even that. Maybe you're out of town or out of state or however. But anyways, it's an option, and I think it's just something that's pretty nice that we can offer to our clients. So anyways, I'm going to go into the tracts of land for this upcoming auction that we're going to be having. I've had a lot of questions about it. I just want to cover the basics, and if someone should have any more questions, feel free to give me a call. So we kind of covered how auctions kind of work, the land auctions, and kind of how this one, how we're going to do it. So I'm going to go over the different tracts, and track one is 242 acres. There's 214 acres of crop ground with it. There's 14 acres of hay meadow. There's actually a couple active gas wells that's on there, natural gas wells. So there's a lease of those on there. Track two, 314 acres. There's 184 acres of crop ground. There's 8 acres of hay meadows, 122 acres of pastures. And there's also 2 active gas wells on it as well. And now, track one through, I'm going through these tracks in order. And so track 1 through 5, these are all located in the Montgomery County properties. Now, these are probably a mile, 2 miles within Elk City. Also, just about the same from the lake is where these could be located at. Out there on the blacktop, yeah, most of this has got blacktop frontage, so it's pretty easy to access. So track 3, 209 acres, there's 62 acres of crop, 12 acres of hay meadow, and 136 acres of pasture and timber. Track 4, this has got 530 acres. This is our largest tract of land that we'll be selling throughout the whole auction. It's got a house on it. It's also got a 100-foot Quonset shed on it. Also there's some grain bins on there. There's a set of weighing scales on there. Anyways, again, it's got 250 acres of crop ground, 265 acres of pasture, and hay meadow. And there's probably about 10 acres there with the home site. So, just kind of an all around, an all around farm location. I mean, you can have cattle and you can, you know, have your crop ground and hay meadow and everything right there. So pretty neat little track, for sure. Track 5, 354 acres. That's 18 acres of crop ground, 36 acres of hay meadow, and there's 300 acres of pasture and timber on that. Track 6, this is when we get into the Elk County properties. And track 6 is 424 acres. And that's 370 acres of bottom crop ground and 53 acres of river and timber. Track 7, now this is our smallest tract that we'll be selling by far. Track 7 is 22 acres, and there's 16 acres of tillable farm ground on it. So, but there is a little bit of timber with it as well. Track 8's 376 acres of crop ground, timber. The Elk River runs through all that. Track 9, 320 acres crop ground with a little bit of timber. Track 9 has got a big, nice old barn that's on it, and also it's got a nice machine shop that's on that property as well. So it does have a couple improvements up there on track 9. Now, track 10 is 218 acres of crop ground. And again, there's timber. There's the Elk River that runs through that. And most of this farm ground over here in Elk County, I guess I should say all of it, is all down on the Elk River. So good bottom crop ground. It's probably, a pretty rare opportunity to be able to have a chance to buy this much river bottom ground So anyways, for sure, if you're interested, check it all out. We're going to be, again, doing this on April the 20th. We're going to do this in Independence. We're going to do it at the Booth Hotel, so real easy to find. It'll be done at 2 o'clock. And if anyone has any questions or need any more information, give me a call, and I'll be happy to send you some stuff over. Also, you can stop by our office. We're just downtown Fredonia, just northwest of the courthouse, downtown on the square. So we're real easy to find. If you want to pop in and say hi, grab some information. I've got some pamphlets on this and all that, some brochures. So feel free to drop in and pick it up. And if you make it by next week, then hopefully I'll have the sell bill. We will have the sell bill ready by next week for that upcoming personal property auction. So we're going to have a lot of good farm equipment in that one. So anyways, give me a call. Stop by. My phone number is 316-680-5131. Again, that's 316-680-5131. And that's the best way to get a hold of me, and be happy to talk with you.
All right, Keith. Well, that is great, and a lot of really premium land. It sounds like it's going to be on the auction block, so hope that everyone can attend there at the Booth Hotel. Going to be a great event and a really good and kind of rare opportunity.
It really is, James. And and I know a lot of people have been interested, and it's good stuff, and it is a rare opportunity. So if you want to come out and look or something or need some information, feel free to give me a call. I'll be happy to give it to you.
All right, Mr. Keith Bowman of Sun Group, I really appreciate you coming on the program this morning.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Have a good one. That's Keith Beaumont of Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions here on the Mighty 690. Of course, we appreciate him filling in us in every Friday on our Ask the Expert segment. And we have more open line on the way here on the Mighty 690. That's just coming up here in a couple of minutes. Keep it here.